It is nice for me to come to a Chinese church around this time of year.
在这个圣诞节期，我很高兴能够来到华人的教会。
Around this time of year, all the students come home, and it's like multi-generational family celebrations.
在这段节期，很多学生都会回到家中，所以可以在华人教会里面看到好多代的人。
And so there's multi-generations here. It feels like being home.
所以看到那么多代人在一起，好像感觉在家里一个大家庭一样。
My older sister just recently became a grandmother.
我的姐姐最近做了祖母了。
So at Thanksgiving, my mother, who is 88 years old, got to see her great grandchildren.
所以在刚刚过的感恩节，我的妈妈现在是80岁，她看到她的曾孙子。
First time we had four generations.
第一次在我们家中，我们有四代人同堂。
So I kind of like being here.
所以我很高兴能够在我们华人教会当中。
Okay, let me just explain a little bit about what I'd like to preach on today.
我要稍微解释一下我今天所要讲的内容。
The English title up there is Repenting of Religion.
英文的题目是宗教上的悔罪。
That might not sound like a very familiar phrase.
可能我们对这个句子不熟悉。
Usually it's religious people who do the repenting. Now I'm saying you should repent of your religion.
通常有宗教信仰人都会来认罪，可是这里我却要说，我们要因为宗教来认罪。
Let me explain. By the word religion, I mean just the formalities of being a Christian.
当我来提宗教的时候，我是指说这个宗教是指一个信仰的形式。
Your customs and your rituals.
你的习惯，你所做的礼仪。
Every Sunday, driving to the church.Sitting in these chairs, singing songs, giving money, that's all part of the religion of being a Christian.
每个礼拜你开车来到教会，坐在这里唱诗，奉献，这些都是一个信仰里面的一个礼仪的一部分。
These are the things that are most visible and most observable.
这些都是我们看得到的，属于信仰上的行为。
But you must understand...that all those outward external things are not the same as being a Christian.
但是我们必须要知道，我们看得到这些外在的行为跟一个实质的基督徒并不同等的。
So if in your mind you think coming to a church, singing songs, and giving offering is the same as being a Christian, you should repent of that idea.
如果你认为做一个基督徒就是来教会坐在这里敬拜唱诗奉献那你就必须要来认罪了。
Being a follower of Jesus is something that's inside that nobody can see. It is something that's in your heart.
当我们要跟随耶稣的时候我们要注重的是我们心里面的是人家看不见的。
Every once in a while, we all need a sermon that reminds us of that.
每隔一段时间我们实在都需要有这样的一个信息来提醒我们省察自己。
And that is my job today.
这就是我今天要做的工作。
Let's go to the next slide and I'll share a story.
让我们来看下一段影片。
Okay. This picture is actually from a movie about Chinese gangs.
这个照片是从电影里面出来的，是讲到华人的帮派。
So those are actors, they're not real gang members.
这些只是演员而已，他们并不是真的帮派里面的
人。I tried to look on the internet for gang members, I couldn't find any gang members.
我试着在网上来查那些帮派的照片，可是找不到。
Let me explain why I wanted to have gang members on the screen.
让我来解释为什么我今天放了这样一个照片讲帮派呢
？Many many years ago, in the 1970s, I was a youth pastor in Chinatown, Manhattan.
在1970年那个时间，我是在纽约市的唐人街里当年轻人事工的牧师。
If you're old like me, you remember the 1970s in New York was actually a very dangerous time in Chinatown.
如果你跟我的年纪差不多，你就会知道，在1970年的时候，在纽约市的华人街那里是很危险的。
There were two rival gangs in my neighborhood. One called the Flying Dragons, and one called the Ghost Shadows.
在我住的附近那里有两个帮派，一个帮派叫鬼影帮，一个帮派叫飞龙帮。
My friend George remembers the Ghost Shadows and the Flying Dragons.
我的朋友周一基他知道那两个帮派。
If you lived in Chinatown at the time, every family in Chinatown was terrorized by the Flying Dragons and the Ghost Shadows.
如果你以前住过唐人街的话，你就会知道那里的居民每一个人都很害怕这两个帮派 里面的人。
If you owned a restaurant or a bakery in Chinatown, they would come in, depending on if they controlled your street, they would come in for their protection money.
如果你在唐人街，你有开餐馆或是面包店，那他们就会常常来到你的店里索取他们的对你的保护费。
So I have a friend who worked in a bakery on Mott Street, and every month he'd have to hand over the protection money. It's just extortion, but you had to give them money so they wouldn't hold you up.
我有朋友，他是在唐人街开面包店，他每个月都要付这样子的保护费。
If you were a young man in the 1970s in Chinatown and the gangs started picking on you, your whole family had to move.
如果你在1970那时候你是一个年轻人，那那个帮派的人找上你的麻烦的时候，你的全家人可能都需要搬走了。
I had two friends who got beat up by the gangs and they had to just move.
我那时候有两个朋友，他们常常被帮派的人打得很惨。
Too dangerous because they knew where you lived.
全家都搬走了，因为住在那里实在是太危险了。
I'm just curious if anybody here used to be part of the Flying Dragons or Ghost Shadows.
我很好奇，我们当中有没有人曾经在那两个帮派里面混过
？I'm looking at all the guys with the white hair.
我是在找那些白头发的人，你的年龄可能就是差不多那个时候的。
I actually have a friend who was a very bad gang member who would used to beat up people, and Jesus met him in a hospital room, and now he's an evangelist.
我有一个朋友，以前就是在那帮派混得很大的，他常常就是打人。但是呢，他在医院里面认识了主耶稣，后来他成为一个传福音的人。
His testimony is he used to fight and beat up people, and now if he's sitting in the front row in a worship time, all he does is cry.
他以前所做的就是欺负人、打人。可是当你现在看到他坐在教堂里面第一排敬拜神的时候，他常常是流着泪在敬拜神。
And his message is that Jesus can save even the worst of sinners. He declares, he thinks of himself as the worst out of all of them.
他常常所传递的信息就是耶稣可以拯救最坏最恶的人，那就是他。
So if you were a gang member and now you know Jesus, please come up to me afterwards and tell me. I'd love to meet you.
如果你过去曾经在帮派混过，可是你今天认识神了，认识耶稣了，我希望在会后你能够来见我，我很希望能够听到你的故事。
Anyway, I was a youth pastor in Chinatown, probably during the worst time period when the gangs were very active in Chinatown.
我那时候在唐人街当年轻人施工的牧师的时候，那时候的帮派他们是混得最凶狠的时候了。
I would try my best to figure out how to reach guys like that.
我那时候常常在想方设法要去接触帮派里面的人。
So in those days, you could open up the church doors. This is just right on the streets of Chinatown, and advertise something to invite them in.
在那个时候，我们教会常常是打开门的，然后就让他们能够进来，或是我们做一些活动，邀请他们进到教会来。
I used mainly sports to try to get some of these guys to come in.
我常常用一些运动的方式的活动来吸引他们。
Mostly it was just a place, the church was just a safe place where they can come and hang out with me.
那时候教会常常都是一个比较安全的地方，让年轻人可以进来，然后跟我们在一起。
We would play ping pong, sometimes we would play cards, and I would just get to know them as friends.
我们会打乒乓球或是扑克牌，就是来认识这群年轻人。
Eventually, when I felt comfortable enough, I would just go up to them and say, hey, do you mind if I tell you how to become a Christian?
很多时候当我看时机成熟的时候，我可能就会跟他们说，你介意我跟你谈耶稣跟福音的事吗？
And most of them would not understand what I'm talking about, but they'd say, okay,Yeah, you can explain to me.
大部分时间，那群年轻人并不知道我要讲什么，可是他们就说可以啊，我可以听。
A lot of them would not speak very good English, and I was not good at Chinese, and so I would just draw pictures on a whiteboard for them.
那时候那些年轻人，通常他们英文不好，可是我的中文也很不好，所以我在跟他们传福音的时候，我常常是画图在白板上面。
Now all I would do is use stick figures and say, okay, this guy is Jesus, this guy on the mat is a lame man, and Jesus heals this lame man.
我就会画图画一些人物，说这个人叫做耶稣，这个人呢是一个跛脚的，耶稣就医治了这个跛脚的。
Eventually, I would draw a cross, and I would put Jesus hanging on the cross, and I would say, this Jesus died for your sins.
最后我会画一个十字架，然后画耶稣在上面，我会告诉他们说，这就是耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Would you like to pray with me to receive Jesus?
你愿意跟我一起祷告来接受耶稣吗？
Sometimes they would, sometimes they wouldn't.
有时候他们会愿意，有些时候他们不愿意。
But that was my job.
但是那是我那时候的工作。
I still think that's the best job in the world.
我常常觉得那个时候那个工作是世界上最棒的一个工作。
Now eventually, if they decided to become a Christian, they would want to try to become more involved in my Chinese church.
如果后来那些人有信主的，他们都愿意在教会有更多的参与。
And since they're young men, they like going to places to meet pretty girls.
因为他们都是一群年轻人，所以他们喜欢去那些有很多美女的地方。
We had a lot of pretty girls in our youth group.
在我们青少年团契里面，我们有很多美女。
So eventually they started coming to the church youth group.
所以最后那群年轻人很喜欢来我们教会的青少年团契。
Now you have to understand, none of these guys would wear jackets and ties or behave nicely at our youth group.
你要知道那些来我们青少年的年轻人并不是穿着衬衫绑着领带然后行为 很好的一些人。
They kind of look like that and their language was very bad, but they still wanted to come to our youth group.
他们看起来就像照片图片上面的长相跟穿着然后他们言语常常很粗俗可是他们很喜欢来青少年团契。
It was at this point that many of the parents whose daughters came to the youth group were very upset at me.
就在这样的情况中，我们教会那些有女儿的家长，他们对我很生气。
They don't want these gang members hanging around with their daughters.
他们并不想要这些帮派的人跟他们的女儿交往。
One year, we had a church retreat.
有一年，我们有一个教会的退休会。
And the whole youth group was coming to our church retreat.
所有的年轻人都到我们教会来参加这个退休会。
And many of these guys wanted to come.
那帮派里面的这些人，他们就想要来了。
They had their own cars, so they wanted to drive on their own to the retreat.
他们有他们自己的车，他们开着自己的车来。
And they wanted to give the girls in the youth group rides to this retreat.
他们想要来接送教会的这些女孩子参加这个退休会。
And the girls in the youth group said, "Sure, we'll ride with you."
教会的这些女孩子都说好，我们坐你们的车。
But none of the parents of these girls wanted them to ride in cars with these boys to the church retreat.
但是这些女孩子的父母没有一个家长愿意让他们坐那帮派的人的车。
So they assigned me the task of forbidding these guys to come to the church retreat.
所以他们指定我要来禁止这件事情。
I felt very conflicted.
我觉得心里很冲突。
I wanted these guys very much to assimilate into the church.
我很希望这些人他们能够融入我们的教会。
Oftentimes at church retreats, people have an encounter with Jesus that's very deep. Oftentimes at retreats, they meet Jesus. They have a encounter. But because of the way they looked and the way they acted, because of all these external things, many of our church people said, "You cannot come."
但是因为这群人他们的外表跟他们的行为，那教会很多人不希望他们来到教会。
It was difficult for them to imagine something happening inside that was invisible.To these young men.
他们没有办法看见这群年轻人他们内心的改变，因为在里面的是人看不见的。
Eventually, I agreed, and I told these guys, "You can't come to the retreat."
最后，我同意那些父母的要求，我就告诉这一群帮派的人说，你们不能来参加我们教会的退休会。
But at the time, I felt that many of our church people were being overly religious.
但是在那个时候, 我都觉得我们教会有一些人真的就是像是一个宗教的人而已。
That they were thinking of the church as kind of this safe place to keep guys like that out.
他们好像认为教会是一个地方, 我们自己要安全, 这样的人不应该进到教会来。
The church existed for us.
教会是为我们存在的, 不是为这样的人存在。
It's not for them.
不是为着他们。
And so they made judgments about them just on the basis of external things.
所以教会的人依着这群人的外表跟他们的外在行为来论断他们。
I have here two stories. My wife went to a church in Philadelphia where something similar happened.
我有两个故事, 另外一个故事就是我自己的太太在费城的华人教会也遇到类似的问题。
There's a Chinese church in Chinatown, Philadelphia, and a few, maybe not gang members, but people who dressed and looked like that started coming to the youth group.
在费城的唐人街的华人教会里也有几个年轻人,他们可能不是在帮派里面混,可是他们的穿着行为就像帮派的人一样,进到他们教会。
I wasn't at the church at the time, but she told me that the leaders of the church said, okay, you can only come to the youth group if you're already a church member.
我那时候并没有在那个教会服侍,但是我的太太在那个教会,她告诉我说,教会的领袖跟那群人说,你们不能来到我们教会,除非你们信了主。
Which basically meant you had to have been baptized in that church.
哦,她说,你们必须要是教会的会员才能够来到教会,意思就是说,你们要在我们教会受洗的成为教会会员。
There's no way these guys are going to be church members, so they were just told, you guys can't come.
他们在那个时候是不可能就这样成为教会会员的,所以教会就这样子拒绝他们。
I would say that's a similar example of people who rely more on religion than on relationship with Jesus.
这个是我举的例子,让大家知道说,很多时候我们看到的是宗教上面的一些习俗礼仪,而不是我们跟主耶稣的关系。
Okay, let's go on to the next slide here. So I'm just going to say that both stories illustrate a devotion to religion.
所以这里我要讲的说,我刚提到了两个故事,是提到我们对宗教的投入。
In both cases, the people were forgetting that the Christian life is more about Christian faith, which is inward and an invisible heart quality, than it is about Christian customs and rituals, which is an outward and visible performance.
在这里我要讲的就是说,很多时候我们忘记了我们基督徒的生命是关于我们的基督信仰,那是内在的,是人家看不见的,而不是我们外在的一些行为礼仪。
Okay, those are just examples, but I want to let you know that the Bible speaks the same way.
那我要告诉你们,在圣经里面也是这样子来告诉我们。
The people of Israel in Jeremiah's time, were more in favor of religion than they were of genuine inward Christian faith.
所以在耶利米书里面,让我们看到耶利米那时代的以色列民,他们注重的也是比较多是宗教上面的习俗,而不是内心里面跟神的关系。
Let me just remind you of what we read here in Jeremiah chapter 7 on the next slide here.
我要再次来提醒大家耶利米书七章所讲的。
The setting is the temple of God in Jerusalem.
在这一段经文里面讲到,
so I'm just going to read verses 1 and 2. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who came through these gates to worship the Lord.
一到二节这里说,耶和华的话临到耶利米说,你当站在耶和华殿的门口,在那里宣讲这话,说你们进这门敬拜耶和华的一切犹太人,当听耶和华的话。So
he is giving this is called the temple sermon. Jeremiah gives this temple sermon in a religious setting.
这一段话是被所谓称为圣殿信息,耶利米在讲关于圣殿敬拜的事。
These are not people who are sleeping in during worship time. They come to the building where worship takes place.
他并不是讲说这些人是在圣殿里面睡觉,他是说他们来到圣殿敬拜神。
And so in verse 3, he says, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place.
第三节说，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，你们改正行动作为，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。
And the key verse is the next verse, verse 4, which I'm going to have on the screen here.
重点是在下一节。
He says, do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
耶利米说，你们不要依靠虚谎的话说，这是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿。
Okay, that's a famous phrase in Jeremiah.
这是在耶利米书里面很有名的一句话。
My professor would say that's kind of like saying, this is the Titanic, the Titanic, the Titanic.
我的教授常说，这句话的意思好像就是说，这是
Titanic, it's a boat that sinks.
Yeah. 泰特尼号，泰特尼号，泰特尼号。
All right, it's similar. You're trusting in something that's going to let you down.
就好像说你是相信一个东西，可是那个东西呢却使你沉默了。
Let's go on the next slide. I'll show you this picture of the temple. All right, that is a picture of the Old Testament temple.
这是旧约圣殿的图画。
Very impressive place.
是一个很醒目的宫殿。
Like imagine going to the Metropolitan Museum. You're in awe of how big and how majestic that place is. That's what the temple was.
如果你去过纽约市的歌剧院的话，你就会看到说那歌剧院有多豪华、多气派，就像这样子。
Lots of gold, massive size, very, very breathtaking.
都是金子装饰的，地方非常的大。
And Jeremiah says, "Do not be deceived by this idea."
耶利米却对他们说，不要被这个宫殿的外表所欺骗了。
He says, "Just because you show up in this place." And you do all the rituals of this place, and you dress nicely, and you come across as very religious, devout people. That does not mean that God's favor is upon you.
耶利米是在告诉他们说，不要想说你们来到这个地方，你们穿戴得很好，你们来敬拜神，好像很敬虔一样，那神就会喜爱你们。
He says you're under a false belief, false impression.
他说你们是。自己在欺骗自己，接受了虚谎的话。
There's two false beliefs that I want to single out that I think apply that could apply to us as well.
在这里有两个虚谎的事实，我要来跟大家来承认。
Let's go to the next slide here. You know, when the people say this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, three times, they're saying two things.
所以当这里百姓说这是耶和华的殿有三次他们事实上是在讲这样的意思
False belief number one by physically showing up and going through the motions of worship here God's favor is on us
第一个虚谎的信念就是说我们在实体上面来到圣殿里进行一些敬拜的仪式神就会喜悦我们了
So let's say that you have a brother who doesn't come to the church he sleeps in on Sunday
让我们来说，假设你有一个哥哥或弟弟，他礼拜天都睡得很晚，不来教会敬拜。
The false belief is because you're here and you're giving money to the church and you're singing the songs that you are better than your brother.
一个错误的观念就是说，你自己礼拜天来到教会，你在这里敬拜神，你在这里奉献，你就比你的兄弟好。
Jeremiah is saying, all those external things that are visible that you do.Do not trust in those things as a sign of God's favor.
耶利米是在告诉我们，告诉他们说，这些你外在的行为，外在所做的，不要以为这样子做就表示神会喜悦你。
The second false belief is related to this one.
第二个错误的观念是这样子的。
It's easy for you to think, oh, because my brother sleeps in on Sunday and never wants to do anything with the church, that God will judge my brother.But his favor is on me.
第二个错观就是说，你可能想说，我的兄弟他礼拜天在家里睡觉，不想要来敬拜神，跟神没有建立关系，那神就一定会论断他，会审判他，那神会喜悦我。
So the judgment of God in Jeremiah's day was enemy attack and banishment from God's presence. So the false belief is number two up there, because God's favor is on us, we're safe from enemy attack.And we're safe from banishment from God's presence.
所以在耶利米那个时代，讲到神的审判的时候，就是你会遭遇敌国的攻击，或是你会失去了神的同在。那他们就是有这样一个错误观念，说我们不会遭遇这一些敌人的攻击，或是失去神的同在。
Jeremiah says, These are deceptive words.
耶利米却告诉他们, 这些都是虚谎的话。
Don't be deceived.
不要被欺骗了。
Let me try to take each one a little bit more in depth, and then we'll see if there's application for us.
让我再更深地来谈论这两点。
So let's go on to the next slide here. Let me take false belief number one.
那我们来讲第一个错误的观念。
Let me say it again. By physically showing up and going through the motions of worship here in this beautiful place, God's favor is on us.
第一个错误观念就是你以为你自己来到圣殿来敬拜神，经历各样的敬拜仪式，神的喜悦就在你的身上。
It might be hard for you to make out those pictures, but I put those two pictures up deliberately.
我在这里特别放了两张图画。
I will tell you the story of a church in Ohio.
我要告诉你一个在俄亥俄州的教会的故事。
A student of mine who is a pastor, he told me this story about his church.
我有一个牧师朋友，他告诉我关于他教会的故事。
The church was saving up money to buy a new church building.
教会正在存款要来买一个新的教会建筑物。
So this pastor, his name is Pastor Trent. Pastor Trent got word that there was an indoor sports complex available for sale.
这个牧师叫 Trent, 他 得知了有一个室内的运动场要出售。
So if you see the picture on the left, that's like an indoor soccer facility. It's like a turf.
如果你看到照片左边的这个图片, 那个就是一个室内的,
The building was called the Edge Sports Complex.
这个室内足球场有一个名字。
And the whole neighborhood knew about this sports complex.
它是一片地方, 那所有住在那里的人都知道这个运动场所。
If your kid played any sports at all in the winter time, your kid went there to practice soccer or football or whatever it was your kid played.
如果你的孩子在冬天有 学习各样的运动的话, 他是一定会来到这个地方, 不管是足球或是篮球各样球类, 都是在这个地方举行的。
The whole town came to the Edge Sports Complex, and it was for sale.
镇内的人的所有活动都会来到这个场所, 那他们都现在知道说这个场所要出售。
So my student, Pastor Trent, and his leadership team prayed about it and said, you know what? We should buy that place and make that our church.
那个Trent牧师跟他的同工就为这件事情祷告, 后来他们就决定他们应该要来买这个地方,要把这个地方变成他们的教会。
And I visited my student in Ohio, and I still remember him giving me the address of his church, and I drove up saying, hey, where's the church? Where's the church? All I see is this sports complex.
我曾经去那个俄亥俄州去看他, 然后他给我这一个场所的住址, 然后我开车看到那个地方的时候, 我在看, 哪里有教会, 哪里教会呢? 后来我就看到原来是一个建筑物, 是一个室内运动场的建筑物。
So I walked in, and I met my student, Pastor Trent, and he's busy talking, saying hi to all the kids, and there's these girls playing volleyball, and these other kids who are playing field hockey, and he's saying hi to every kid that comes through. He knows all the kids.
后来我就进了这一个运动场所, 然后就找到我过去的学生, 就是现在的Trent牧师, 然后我看到他很忙, 在跟那里面的年轻人讲话, 所有的年轻人都在玩不同的活动跟球类运动。
So I said, Pastor Trent, where's the church?
那我就对 那个牧师说, Trent牧师, 那个教会在哪里呀?
He says, you're standing in it.
他说你就站在教会里面了。
Every Sunday, I have a whole team that sets up folding chairs on this turf field. And then when the service is over, we tear it down and all the soccer players come.
每个礼拜天我们都有一群人一起来排椅子, 排满椅子, 我们就开始敬拜。 敬拜结束以后, 我们就把椅子都收走了, 然后我们就可以开始进行各样球类活动。
And he says, this is a racially integrated town, and sports is kind of a universal thing that brings everybody together. So if you're black or white, it doesn't matter. You still like playing basketball. And so we have all different races and ethnicities that come to the sports complex, and they learn about our church through the sports complex.
他对我说, 我们这个小镇, 所有的人, 不管什么样, 人种的人, 他们都是非常, 热爱运动的, 所以当我们这里的教会有这样多的运动跟球类的时候, 不管什么样种族的人, 他们都喜欢来到我们当中。
I said, this is brilliant.
我说, 这个实在是一个非常棒的主意。
What a great idea.
实在是很棒。
Then his face became very, very sad.
当我这样讲的时候, 他就脸就拉下来了。
He says, Dr. Chan, half our people left when we bought this sports complex.
他跟我说, 陈教授, 你知道吗? 当我们买这个场地的时候, 我们教会有一半的人离开教会了。They
don't want to have worship time on a soccer field.
他们不想要在一个足球场地来敬拜神。
They wanted the nice church with the steeple and the pews.
他们希望能够有一个很美丽的教堂, 是外面有高塔, 然后里面是有, 教会的座椅, 美好的座椅。
They couldn't get their mind around the idea of making their church into a place where all the people in the community gather anyway.
他们没有办法有一个观念, 就是教会能够设立在一个地方, 是让每一个人, 每一种人都可以进来的地方。
It's been a very lonely journey.
这个对我们来讲是一个很长的旅途。
Well, I share this story because it sort of illustrates a little bit of what I was trying to say, that Pastor Trent's people could only imagine worshiping in a beautiful place.
我刚刚讲这个故事 就是要让大家知道说 这一个Trent牧师他所要讲的是 他的教会的一些人 他们所想的是 应该要在一个美丽的 看起来很好的教会来敬拜神才对。
They could only see what was visible.
他们只看见外表。
They couldn't see the relationships built with people, which is something that's invisible.
他们没有办法看见 跟人建立的关系，那个是在里面的内心的产生的影响的。
And so I'm just offering this as a similar warning for us.
所以我是用这样的例子来提醒、警告我们。
That the most important thing that God sees oftentimes are invisible internal things.
大部分的时间，神所在意的要看的是我们的内心，是人看不见的。
He cares very little about the physical building that we're in.
他一点都不在意 实体上的一个建筑, 那个建筑我们用来敬拜他, 他不在意。
He cares more about what's in your heart and the relationships that you have with people around you.
他在意的是我们的内心, 以及我们跟人的关系。
Those are the beautiful things in God's eyes.
这些在神的眼中, 眼中才是被看为美的事。
So Jeremiah's message applies to us too. Do not trust in deceptive words.
所以耶利米的信息今天也是应用在我们身上, 不要去相信那些虚谎的话。
And let's go on to the next slide, and I'll just show you from the verses that God is interested in your heart and what you do, and when no one is looking at you apart from this beautiful building.
下一个我要来谈的是, 神在意的是我们的内心, 以及我们离开了美丽的敬拜神的地方之后, 没有人看见的时候, 我们所做的事。
So in verses 5 through 8 of Jeremiah 7, Jeremiah says, okay, it's basically what you do Monday through Saturday that God is mainly interested in, not just what you do on Sunday.
所以在接下来第五节到第八节, 耶利米其实在跟, 以色列百姓说, 神所在意的要看的是你从礼拜一到礼拜六, 这一周当中你所做的事。
Everybody sees what you do here on Sunday. Nobody sees what you do Monday through Saturday. God cares about that.
每一个人都看得到主日,礼拜天你在教会所做的事情, 可是没有人看得见你礼拜一到礼拜六所做的,但是神在意的就是这段时间。
So he says in verse 5 through 8, if you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I'll let you live in this place in the land I gave you, your ancestors, forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words, and they are worthless.
你们若是在改正行动作为，在人和邻舍中间诚然施行公平，不欺压寄居的和孤儿寡妇，在这地方不流无辜人的血，也不随从别神陷害自己，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住，就是我古时所赐给你们列祖的地，直到永远。看啊，你们倚靠虚谎无益的话。
Okay, let me just go on to the second false belief. Let's go on to this next slide here.
现在我要来讲第二个错误的观念。
And we said before, it's easy to believe that God's favor is on us. Because God's favor is on us, we're safe from enemy attack and banishment from God's presence.
这个第二个错误观念就是因为神喜悦我们，所以我们就不用害怕敌人的攻击或是失去神的同在。
God's judgments on the other person who does not come here and do all the things that I do on Sunday. His judgments on them, it's never going to be on me.
神的审判一定会临到那些礼拜天不来做礼拜的人，他的审判不会临到我每个主日都来敬拜神的人。
This portion of Jeremiah 7 was not in our scripture reading, but it's part of the same sermon where Jeremiah says, let's look at history.
我们刚刚在读的这一段呢，耶利米就是要告诉他们说，我们要来看看过去的历史教训。
Just because you go to a place of worship, a physical building, doesn't make you safe from God's judgment.
耶利米告诉他们说，即使你们到圣殿去敬拜神，并没有代表你们一定会平安、会安全的。
I'm going to read to you verses 12 to 15 in English, and if you have it in Chinese, we'll read in Chinese. Go now to the place in Shiloh where I first made a dwelling for my name and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. While you were doing all these things, declares the Lord, I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called, but you did not answer. Therefore, what I did to Shiloh, I will now do to the house that bears my name, the temple that you trust in. The place I gave to you and your ancestors, I will thrust you from my presence just as I did all your fellow Israelites, the people of Ephraim.
你们前往示罗去，就是我先前立为我名的居所，查看我因这百姓以色列的罪恶向那地所行的如何。耶和华说，现在因你们行了这一切的事，我也从早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从，呼唤你们，你们却不答应。所以我要向这称为我名下你们所倚靠的殿，与我所赐给你们和你们列祖的地施行，照我从前向示罗所行的一样，我必将你们从我眼前赶出，正如赶出你们的众弟兄，就是以法莲的一切后裔。
Jeremiah says to the people of Jerusalem, you need to learn your history.
耶利米是在对犹大人说，你们要从过去的历史学取教训。
400 years earlier, before we had a temple in Jerusalem, there was a temple or a shrine in Shiloh.
400年前，在我们还没有圣殿的时候，那时在示罗有一个会幕。
And because of the wickedness of the people of Israel, God had the Philistines come and take over Shiloh, and the temple that was there was removed.
因着百姓的悖逆跟恶行，神让非利士人攻击他们，然后攻进了示罗，把整个会幕都带走了。
You are not immune from God's judgment.
今天也是一样，你们不会逃脱神的审判的。
Let me share with you a verse from Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23 on the next slide here. And it says something very similar.
让我再跟大家讲马太福音七章二十二到二十三节。
Here's Jesus talking to us, and he says, many will say to me on that final day, the judgment day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行各样异能吗？但我要明明地对他们说，我不认识你们，你们这些行恶的人，离开我去吧。
On the judgment day, there will be many churchy type people who will say, didn't we do all these religious things for you?
当审判的日子，会有一些去教会的人，或是教会里的人，对神说，主啊，我们不是都为你做这些事情吗？
And Jesus will reply, Yeah, you did a lot of religious acts, but you never knew me and I never knew you. So get away from me.
耶稣会对他们说, 是的, 你们做了很多属于宗教上面的仪式, 但是你们从来没有认识我, 你们这些行恶的人, 离开我去吧。
We need to learn from history too.
我们要从历史来吸取教训。
God never says you have an automatic pass just because you're physically here at this church.
神从来没有说, 只是因为你每个主日都来到教会敬拜, 你就有一个通行证。
You do not have a guarantee of his favor just because you do religious things.
你也没有一个确定的保证说神一定会喜悦你, 当你执行这些宗教的仪式。
What's most important is the state of your heart, things that are invisible to the visible eye.
最重要的是你内心里的状态, 是在人的眼睛看不见的那个地方。
Okay, so let's go to our conclusion here.
所以我们来看今天的结论。
I am just reminding everybody that we sometimes have to repent of our religion.
所以我今天要提醒大家, 有时候我们要为着我们自己的宗教来认罪。
Okay, so maybe you meet my people, like the people in my church who were judging non-church people for visible, superficial things, like the way they dress, or the way they talk, or the fact that they don't come to the church.
可能你会像我教会以前教会的人一样, 常常喜欢论断那一些不去教会的人, 或是只是因着他们在外在的行为外表所做的一切来论断他们。
We also repent of religion when we double-check our inward heart attitude that comes out when no one is looking.
所以我们要确定我们不再做那样的事情, 并且我们要仔细地来省察我们自己的内心。
Okay, so I want everyone here to focus more on our inward heart conditions than our external religious acts.
所以我要大家来注意我们自己的内心的状况, 而不是去注意我们外在的一些行为。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, please convict us when we are deceived.
亲爱的神, 求你让我们看见, 当我们自己在接受一些虚谎的话时。
For those of us who trust in physical, superficial things,
当人们在注重一些外在的事情,
or become overly attached to a physical building,
或是只是在注重那外在的建筑跟实体,
teach us to have faithful hearts,
求你教导我们有一个真诚的心,
and to understand the importance of relationship with you instead of religion,
真正的能够明白我们跟你的关系建立的重要性, 而不是所谓的宗教信仰。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名, 阿们。